We are delighted that we were able to start our WJR campus and college tour here in our own backyard at Wayne State University. And a lot of people may not be aware, and we know the jobs of the future are really dependent upon great ideas being nursed along and allowing them to germinate. And a lot of that growth happens right here at Wayne State University in what is known as Tech Town. And we welcome in the Vice President of Economic Development at Wayne State University and President CEO of Tech Town, Ned Stabler. Good morning.
Good morning.
So for folks that aren't aware of it, how long has Tech Town been around? And give me some of your greatest hits.
Oh, wow. That's always dangerous when you start talking about that one. People ask me about that all the time. Who are your favorite companies? I'm like, well, who are your favorite kids? You know, which ones? I try to avoid that one, but I hear you. We've been here 19 years, so next year is going to be our 20th.
I thought it's been about 20 years since my first visit, yeah.
We're just planning all the celebrations for our 20th anniversary, but... you know, we've helped more than 6,000 businesses over those years, and they've raised more than $400 million to support and grow their dreams of owning small businesses and creating jobs and opportunities right here in the city.
How does the Tech Town's location in Detroit give back to the city's economy and the state as a whole?
Incredibly important, incredibly important. You know, Wayne State has a $2.5 billion economic impact, most of it right here in the city of Detroit. And much like Wayne State, Tech Town is located right in our innovation district, right in the center, you know, Midtown and New Center, right between us and you up at the Fisher Building, yes.
Yeah.
So it's super important that people have access to it, and that's a big part of our work is making sure that it's accessible to people in Detroit. You know, there are a lot of technology accelerators that you go around the country and look at that are very, you know, white 25-year-old guys in hoodies with earbuds. And that's not our that's not our city, and that's not our clientele. You know, last year about 85% of our entrepreneurs were people of color, and about two-thirds of them were women. So we really are serving entrepreneurs that are representative of the city.
Tell me how this works and how it's affiliated with the students here. Like, how do you get to you?
If you could tell me how it works, that'd be great. But no, how they get to us in the affiliation is super important. You notice my title is dual, right? I have a Wayne State title and a Tech Town title. There are a number of folks on our team that are similarly, you know, dually positioned at both institutions. And that's intentional. You know, Wayne State said we want to have sort of the best of both worlds. We want to have something that is out in the community of the city for the people, but also really well connected to the world-class research, teaching, and students that are here at Wayne State. So we've got interns that come and work on the companies that are there. We help commercialize technology out of the labs and out of the classrooms, you know, professors and grad students that are coming up to start businesses. There really are a whole host of ways that we connect. And you're going to see even more of that in the coming year or two as we start bringing Tech Town and its student entrepreneurship programs back down to campus.
Mentioned the $400 million in capital. For so long, it seemed like within the VC community, that they just kept looking to Silicon Valley, or they kept looking to the MIT corridor or elsewhere. Is it getting easier? Is our profile elevated much more now so that people will consider this incredible incubator that's in the middle of what used to be considered the Rust Belt?
Absolutely. So we would be called a flyover state. You know, people are, oh, I'm not going to come up there. Or if I found a good idea there, I'd say, you got to come and move to the coast. And that's really not the case anymore. I think that venture capitalists have realized that, you know, they can come here, get somebody probably actually a little cheaper. They can buy in at a discount, if you will.
Right.
And then, you know, a Google or an Amazon doesn't care where you're located when they're buying you on the back end for an exit. So if you think about it, if you can get in 10 or 20 or 30% cheaper, a valuation on the front end, and then sell at market rates, that works out pretty well for the investors. So the investors have realized it's okay to get on a plane once a quarter to come out here. You know, Delta is pretty nice. That airport's the best airport in the country. So they're happy to come out.
Back to logistics. How do you help these startups? How does that work? So someone comes with an idea, now what?
So we have all of the same sort of traditional cohort-based accelerator programs you'll find almost at, you know, the multitude of technology accelerators around the country, around the world. But we take it another step further. We're not just going to say, here, take the class. Now, good luck. Go on out the door, right?
Right.
We're going to hold your hand. So everybody who comes to our programs, whether it's technology-based programs, we have a whole suite of programs that are for non-technology-based programs as well. You want to start a restaurant, a coffee shop, a bar, a barber shop? You can do that too. All of our programs, once you finish sort of that cohort-based classroom model, you get 6 months of hand-holding from a consultant, one-on-one, you know, specialized services. Essentially, it's a consulting contract to help you execute on the milestones that we identified during your acceleration program.
That seems invaluable.
And it's not just, when you say holding their hand, it's not just introducing them to the VC community. It's also giving them the soft skills to be able to manage it once they get that buy-in.
Absolutely. Let's be honest. You know, not everyone's going to be ready for venture capital. And venture capital isn't always as excited about really early stage stuff. There's people think, oh, you come up with a great idea, you go to a venture capital firm, and they write you a check, and there you go.
You still need proof of concept.
Yeah. Not like Shark Tank.
Right.
Yeah. There's about 5, maybe 7 years worth of work that happens before a venture capital VC firm is willing to even talk to you, right? So we're helping all of that kind of stuff. And it's even more important in an environment, you know, VC and angel funding is very much relationship-based. And if you don't know people in that world, it's really hard to get connected, right? So, you know, we're trying to build up, you mentioned soft skills, we're trying to build up all those things that if you grew up in Silicon Valley, if you grew up in a community that was really well invested in, you know how to do. We've got to sort of do that remedial work as well to catch them up.
You know, small businesses are the engine that, you know, keep the economy going. And talk about some of the long-term results you've seen with the small businesses that TechTown has helped.
Absolutely. So we have a whole continuum of support because you're right. Small businesses, every net new job in this country in the last couple of generations has been at a small business. The big companies are just shifting deck chairs around on the Titanic while the small companies are keeping the growth coming in the country. So we really try to help you from that ideation phase or, you know, you've got an idea, okay, all the way out through you've got your business open. So we're going to help you grow. And then we're going to help you through our Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses Program at Wayne State, open up 2, 3, 5 locations.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And move on. So, you know, there's a number of great stories of folks that have started out with an idea, and now they're in a couple of locations around.
How much can you shorten that timeline from germ of an idea to that kind of expansion where maybe you do get attention from a VC group?
How much can you shorten it? Only so much, because you're right. You've got to go through that whole customer discovery, product market fit, proof of concept. You got to get something out in the hands of your customers. But I'll tell you, we use things differently than we used to 10 or 20 years ago. You might have heard, go write a business plan and, you know, all of that. We don't really do that as much anymore. We follow a process we call Lean Startup, which is let's get that product out in the customer's hands much, much quicker so they can start telling you what's right and what's wrong.
So can you tell us about projects that are pending right now at TechTown? I mean, I know a lot of it is you've probably got NDAs coming out your ears, but maybe something of the past few years that is a good gee whiz story to tell our listeners that this is the kind of cool stuff we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think people think, oh, everyone's an NDA, it's a secret, I'm in stealth mode. Look, I always say if you can't explain what you're doing to somebody in a way that doesn't give away the secret,
elevator pitch.
Yeah, you don't really have anything. Okay, you know that's not a real thing. So So for example, at our annual Toast to the Town event, which is a big celebration of entrepreneurship, maybe 5 years ago, one of my board members comes up to me with a young guy. He looked 21 or 2. I think he was 32. It tells you how old I am. But you know, he was a younger guy, and he said he's got an idea. And I said, well, what's the idea? He grew up with food allergies. And I'm like, okay, everyone's got food allergies now. He says, yeah, and when I was a kid, it wasn't cool to carry around your EpiPen with you everywhere. I had really bad food allergies, and I wouldn't carry that thing. And my mom was always freaked out, right, because I wasn't carrying it. But you know what I do carry? My phone. Carry my phone everywhere. So I want to build an EpiPen that fits into a phone case, like an ejector.
Cool. Genius.
Yeah. Absolutely genius. Company's called Allergy. So we worked with him. He prototyped them in the lab across the street at the Wayne State Industry Innovation Center. He's gone on, got tons of funding from around the world now, real close to getting the FDA approval to get that product
out
of the market.
Ned Stabler, cool story. These ideas blossoming right here in Midtown at Wayne State University. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.